Now turn to part 2, questions 6 to 10. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and circle the letter A, B or C below it. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 6. Where is the group going to have lunch on their tour?
Okay, boys and girls, the coach leaves in 5 minutes. I'll tell you about our tour. Our destination is some caves that people lived in hundreds of years ago. They slept, cooked, and ate their meals in them. We won't arrive till after lunch. At midday, the coach will stop by the sea and you can take your sandwiches and sit by the shore. We're stopping at the Country Palace Gardens on our way back, and you can have a snack there too if you want.
Now listen again.
Okay, boys and girls, the coach leaves in 5 minutes. I'll tell you about our tour. Our destination is some caves that people lived in hundreds of years ago. They slept, cooked, and ate their meals in them. We won't arrive till after lunch. At midday, the coach will stop by the sea and you can take your sandwiches and sit by the shore. We're stopping at the Country Palace Gardens on our way back, and you can have a snack there too if you want.
Seven. Which exhibition will students see at the museum today?
Hello everybody and welcome to the museum. Now, you're going to look at our new exhibition, which brings together currencies from around the world. It's interesting to see how they celebrate so many different cultures. You can look for different images, such as musical instruments or beautiful jewellery on the coins themselves. At the end, I'm going to ask you some questions, like which country used one with a golden flute on it? And in the 14th century, where could you see bracelets or decorated rings on your change when you were at the market? I hope you have fun finding your answers.
Now listen again.
Hello everybody and welcome to the museum. Now, you're going to look at our new exhibition, which brings together currencies from around the world. It's interesting to see how they celebrate so many different cultures. You can look for different images, such as musical instruments or beautiful jewellery on the coins themselves. At the end, I'm going to ask you some questions, like which country used one with a golden flute on it? And in the 14th century, where could you see bracelets or decorated rings on your change when you were at the market? I hope you have fun finding your answers.
Eight. Which part of the meal did the boy enjoy least?
How was lunch at Luke's house?
Well, it was a big meal. There were 3 courses, and the first was soup.
What was that like?
Not bad at all. Some kind of vegetable, but I'm not sure what. Then we had fish.
You don't usually like fish.
Well, only if it isn't cooked enough. It tasted fine with plenty of chips. Then there was an apple pie, which had a bitter taste, so I didn't eat much of it.
I hope you didn't say anything.
Of course not.
Now listen again.
How was lunch at Luke's house?
Well, it was a big meal. There were 3 courses, and the first was soup.
What was that like?
Not bad at all. Some kind of vegetable, but I'm not sure what. Then we had fish.
You don't usually like fish.
Well, only if it isn't cooked enough. It tasted fine with plenty of chips. Then there was an apple pie, which had a bitter taste, so I didn't eat much of it.
I hope you didn't say anything.
Of course not.
Nine. Where have the girl and her grandfather been?
I'm glad we followed the advice on the Tourist Information Centre's blog and went to see some of the less well-known attractions.
Me too, Grandad. I'd never seen people dancing in traditional clothes like that before. And I'm glad we've decided to visit the castle later when it won't be so crowded.
Perhaps we should still go to the information centre to get tickets in advance. I want to avoid standing in a long queue at the castle when we do go there.
OK.
Now listen again.
I'm glad we followed the advice on the Tourist Information Centre's blog and went to see some of the less well-known attractions.
Me too, Grandad. I'd never seen people dancing in traditional clothes like that before. And I'm glad we've decided to visit the castle later, when it won't be so crowded.
Perhaps we should still go to the information centre to get tickets in advance. I want to avoid standing in a long queue at the castle when we do go there.
OK.
Ten. Which part of her body did the girl hurt?
How are you feeling now, Teresa? Your teacher said you hurt yourself on the first day of the school skiing trip.
It's okay, Dad. I'm fine. A girl in my class broke her ankle this morning, so I think I was pretty lucky, really, as my elbow's not too painful now.
Well, it's very easy to hurt yourself. That's why you should always wear a helmet.
Yes, you're right. I have to protect my head. And I always do. Anyway, I'll be completely okay again by tomorrow, I'm sure.
Great.
Now listen again.
How are you feeling now, Teresa? Your teacher said you hurt yourself on the first day of the school skiing trip.
It's okay, Dad. I'm fine. A girl in my class broke her ankle this morning, so I think I was pretty lucky, really, as my elbow's not too painful now.
Well, it's very easy to hurt yourself. That's why you should always wear a helmet.
Yes, you're right. I have to protect my head. And I always do. Anyway, I'll be completely okay again by tomorrow, I'm sure.
Great.
That is the end of part two.